This is Podka. My name is Levi Franklin. Episode number 93 is here. Our topic today is pleasure to have you.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
You could also reply that it was nice meeting you. Glad to have met you at last. Or any alternative meaning it was nice meeting you. You could even say that it was a pleasure meeting you last week, that it was a pleasure meeting you last month, or that it was a pleasure meeting you just days ago. We can say it was a pleasure meeting you in person with somebody who we talked to over text, phone, or email, though, that we never met in person. We could even use that phrase in an email or a text message the very same day that we met the person whom we had just met. We can use this sentence when we spent an entire day with someone we just met, and want to thank them for their time. It is one of the many English phrases that we can use to end conversations in a courteous way. It is great meeting you, and most of the other polite English phrases we use for saying I am glad to see you, can be used both in formal and informal situations. However, in conversation, using it was a pleasure working with you is most appropriate in conversations in work and academic settings. Today, we are going to dive into the details of it has been a pleasure working with you and look at a few more ways of saying this business-related expression. This idea applies to not just it has been a pleasure working with you, but also a whole bunch of other business English expressions. Here are 10 alternatives to it has been a pleasure working with you, which you can use in your own emails, however you want. As an example, you might use this expression when invited to guest present or speak at a business that you once worked at. For instance, this business expression may also be used when you are thanking someone at an office anniversary's party, or writing a thank you note to a mentor that you highly respect. It is used when leaving, with the full expression being au plaisir de vous, te revoir, translating as I am looking forward to having the pleasure of seeing you again. The formal expression it was a pleasure working with you is more commonly used in writing a voluntary resignation letter, or when one leaves the company. Not only restricted to resignation letters, it has been a pleasure working with you can be used in other gratitude-related contexts and events. In French, the general expression for having enjoyed working with is avec plaisir equals with pleasure. The term le plaisir in French means both physical and mental pleasure. When being thanked for something good, many of my students wanted to say my pleasure, which they translated as mon plaisir in French. Maybe others feel some sort of twisted satisfaction, some kind of warped pleasure. Men get no true enjoyment from life, and in the end meet with an appalling death. Sure, saying something to let your contacts know that you are excited about meeting them is a good thing, but it is not a strict requirement either. Overused customer service phrases are becoming meaningless, which is hard on customer service agents, since they are expected to conduct 50 conversations per day using only specific words and phrases, and every single one is expected to come across as authentic, and personal. Use this one in formal conversations, when someone thanks you for doing a favor, and you want to respond in a way that shows them you are really glad to help, and you enjoyed doing so. In fact, do not hesitate to use a variation on the phrase, it is great to see you, and follow that with reasons you are excited about working together. If you are excited to build a new working relationship with someone, feel free to say so. It is great that I got to know you and your team, which is a nice way to close out the session with a bunch of people that you have not met before. It was great meeting everybody from that group. I am grateful for all the support and efforts. After being with your customers. That being said, there are still a few subtleties that we could fine-tune a bit more to the. It has been an absolute pleasure working with you in order to properly address the expectations of our messaging recipients. Tomorrow is the last day of our school, and over the course of the week, I have been doing small farewell exercises with each of my students, which I think are not especially groundbreaking, but are nonetheless nice ways to close out the year. A handy note card of these new phrases to use as a quick reference will help you to vary up your sentences, to keep yourself sounding fresh and current at all times. Once you have got the basics down, you can progress to learning longer phrases that all of us use in daily conversations. Whatever the reason, you all be off to a good start learning to say a few Spanish words and phrases in a rudimentary way. This gives her a chance to create a space where a listener can enjoy just being. The leader of a customer service team can also play a role here, just by gently reminding the team to employ a variety of responses when they are thanked by the customer. This is all for today, guys. My name is Levi and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.